There is no bail for Aryan Khan today as well. The hearing is going to continue tomorrow. But, you know, the bigger question over here is, are drug trafficking charges justified based on what the authorities say or the NCB says on WhatsApp chats? They say prima facie material in the form of WhatsApp chats, pictures to show Aryan was an active part of an illicit drug chain. In fact, they say that Aryan was in touch with a foreign national for procuring hard drugs in bulk, trafficking the most serious offense under NDPS Act. But the lawyer for Aryan Khan says that there was no drug which was found on him. He was arrested even before entering the cruise. And WhatsApp chats cannot be the basis for invoking drug trafficking charges. Now, that is the most important point. What does the law say as far as punishing those consuming drugs? If you are not found in possession of drugs, can you be charged for being in possession? I want to introduce our guests this evening, Clive Crasto, spokesperson of the NCP, B.V. Kumar, former chief of the NCB, Narcotics Control Bureau, because, you know, NCP and NCB may get a little tricky for people, though they are adversarial these days. Abhishek Tripathi, BJP supporter, and Vikas Pawa, senior criminal lawyer. Thank you very much to all of you all. Let me begin with you, Mr. B.V. Kumar, to set the record straight. Yeah. The law, as I learned from Mr. Vikas Singh, a very noted lawyer, he says that the law is very clear on this. If you are found in possession of the drug, that is when it will be a punishable offense, and that too commensurate to the amount found. So if it is a small quantity, then a smaller punishment. Higher quantity, higher punishment. But there is no law to say that you may have consumed drugs. So if there is no quantity found, no case is made. What do you say?
Thank you, Mr. Sanket, for inviting me for this show. I think that's not the complete law. Mm-hmm. A person is found financing, acquiring drugs and distributing through the peddlers who are working for him, then the question of finding any drugs on the person financing will not arise. He'll be free from any drugs on his possession or even in his house. Remotely, he'll be having a warehouse, remotely controlling through the peddlers and only through word of mouth, because they know that nowadays it's not that secret to find out by tracking the movement of people and other things, and even by tracking through conversations. And so he will be charged under Section 27A, which deals with financing and also harboring of drug traffickers. So that is it's a serious punishment of 10 years up to 20 years plus fine. So a person need not necessarily be found with any drug, okay, but still he can be punished if he's involved in financing of drug trafficking.
Okay, so drug financing is the charge and not drug consumption.
Drug consumption is a minor charge, as pointed out by Mr. Vikas Singh. And as you said, depending on the quantity, the punishment will be 6 months.
But then this is an extremely serious charge, Vikas Pawa. So if you see what the statement says, the NCP says, Aryan in touch with persons abroad who appear to be a part of international drug network. Now, if I go by the language, it seems that the NCB is not sure, because they say Aryan in touch with people abroad who appear to be a part of an international drug network. Appear. There is no surety in this comment.
Now, what probably the NCB means is there's a supply chain.
Okay.
But whether they prove...
Yeah, that was for Mr. Pawa.
WhatsApp chat is the question.
Okay, Mr. Pawa.
Yes, Sanket, my preliminary observation, with regard to NDPS cases is, as Mr. Vikas Singh has also said, it's basically quantity-based and recovery-based. In this case, if you see the people, those who are in custody, there is a recovery. There is a recovery in question on the basis of which certain arrests have taken place. The statement which is made by NCB now that Aryan Khan is into financing of illicit drugging, etc., is the observation which is made today in the court. That was not the basis on which he was arrested. So when he was arrested, there was no recovery from him. There is no evidence of consumption. He was actually arrested in a bailable offense. In fact, there could not have been any offense against him. So in a bailable offense, where there is a recovery of 6 or maybe 5 grams, total about 11 grams, a person, two or three people are arrested, There is a police custody remand of 5 days. There is a judicial custody remand of 5 days now, about 11 days. So what do we see now? We see the evidence at the time of arrest. Evidence at the time of arrest is of a bailable offense. So according to me, the arrest was illegal. The police custody remand was illegal. And even judicial custody now, because CRPC is very, very clear. When a person is arrested in a bailable offense, he has to
no,
be
No, but then now, as Mr. B.V. Kumar is also saying, that it appears that the story has shifted. Now it is more about, drug trafficking, drug financing.
But there is no evidence.
As of this moment, no evidence.
Drug trafficking. There is absolutely no evidence.
Okay, Clyde Trasto.
You have just read the statement. The statement says he's in touch with certain people who are involved in drug trafficking. Whether he's involved in drug trafficking.
Appear to be a part.
Yes. So it is all speculation. The problem in our country is the accused is arrested first and then the matter is investigated. Otherwise, the law is you first have to collect evidence.
Okay.
There has to be a grave suspicion against a person. Only then a person should test it.
Okay, Clyde Castro.
Out here, you have arrested somebody behind bars. And then you are saying that he is involved, but you don't have any evidence.
Clyde Castro, then in easy to understand terms, is this a shifting of the goalpost? That you first arrested him for something, and then when you felt that you cannot prove those charges, so you added a new charge, like this new angle. Where he is in touch with persons abroad who appear to be a part of an international drugs network. Appear.
So, therefore, Sanket, it's very clear that they don't have any evidence.
Don't
have any evidence of his involvement, the people who are involved in illegal.
Yes, Mr. Pawar, that question was for Clyde Castro.
Yes.
Okay, Sanket, before I start, it's Clyde Crasto. So, just a little correction. Crasto.
Sure.
Okay, now we've been talking about all this for a while now, and that's the whole point. The whole point is, the NCB has started working on sensationalism. In the 35 years of the NCB that since it's been inception, they've done some wonderful job. But if you go back to 1 year ago, or last 1 year or 9 months, they're only targeting Bollywood. They're looking at somebody getting 2 grams, 4 grams, 5 grams. Yes. You have to catch people with 2 grams, 5 grams. But the larger picture, they're not doing because there's no sensationalism there. So all these cases that have gone by in the past one year.
How about this extremely serious charge? Clyde, how about this very serious charge that he is now in touch with people abroad who appear to be a part of an international drug network?
Well, now that's for the court to decide and the judge to decide. I mean, they're putting their side across. But tell me something. In the past, they have charged a lot of people with a lot of things like this. But where did it stand in the court? It didn't stand the test of time. They called Deepika Padukone, Arjun Rampal and all film stars. And they've been got to the NCB office and, they've been charged. But nothing's come. There's no end result of all this thing. I'll tell you one thing that I want to make this very clear. Before the BJP spokesperson, I think is there. They'll come out and say, Mr. Nawab Malik is doing this because he has an axe to grind. Now, Mr. Nawab Malik's son-in-law, Samir Khan's bail order says there's no evidence of drug syndicate at all. That's what it says. And I'll tell you something. I'll just read out, three things. The three sections that have been applicable on him, Section 37, Section 29 and Section 27A, all seems to have failed. There is no connivance seen here with other accused involved. That's what the court order says. The NDPS court is saying that. So you start off with something. Then you see that, this is not going to work. Then you go on to something else. And by that time, you've ruined the life of an individual.
That's
what the question is. And one last thing, Sanket. Yes. Just 30 seconds. Quickly, I'll tell you. The important thing is we've raised questions about the involvement of BJP functionaries in this whole case, which the NCB is not coming out and telling you. You have BJP functionaries.
Okay. You've alleged this before that these are political raids. Abhishek Tripathi, I want to come to you now. And before I come to you, some cool questions. Deepali has asked this question where she says, are WhatsApp chats really making him peddlers, racketeers or traffickers? So this is the question that Deepali has asked. We'll put that on screen right now, there on your screen right now. And question number two by Vivek, only WhatsApp chats are there against Aryan Khan as evidence. Now, Mr. Abhishek Tripathi, I want to ask you this. On the basis of a WhatsApp chat, is the NCB going to conclude that there is an international drug network of which Aryan Khan is a part of? This is an extremely serious charge. So surely you need something more than a WhatsApp chat.
Sanket ji, Sanketji, it is very important to understand and remember the fact that there is a court involved. There is a judiciary involved. NCB is not going to pronounce the punishment to Aryan Khan or anybody who is involved in this.
No, but so NCB will have to explain what they mean or what they have on Aryan Khan.
Let me finish. If anybody is talking about WhatsApp chat, I think it's an evidence in the court of law. Very important fact why he has been arrested. There is a designated court, there is a magistrate and a judge who is deciding the bail will not be given. It's not NCB, it's not BJP. Let me be very clear about this. I don't know why everybody is questioning
Mr. Abhishek Tripathi, that is not the point that I am making. That may be the NCP's point. My point is this. When the NCB, the Narcotics Control Bureau, says that Aryan is in touch with persons abroad who appear to be a part of an international drug network and can't give him bail as he could influence witnesses, tamper with evidence. Is there any proof to substantiate this point? Because the very word appear...
Sanketji, we all know who Aryan Khan is, with all due respect to him and his family. He is very influential. I mean, he has a lot of contacts around the globe.
The question again is, when the NCB says that Aryan is in touch with people abroad who appear to be a part of an international drug network, it appears as if the NCB does not have enough facts.
The very fact that they are trying to investigate is the fact that they are working. That's why they need this kind of judicial custody or their custody, that they have to not let him out for him not to tamper with any kind of evidence.
I think we'll have to wait till tomorrow so as to get a clear idea of what the court makes of this, because this is a new addition. So far it was him being caught in a drug bust, and now suddenly there is this international drug network. These are serious charges, and we want to repeat right here on NDTV, these are extremely serious charges, and if he's guilty, he must be punished. But then, charges must not be pressed simply because if you want to keep someone in jail. So you'll have to prove these serious charges. Thank you very much to all of you all.